not just lovely, just really, really lovely. Christmas party season is in full swing. It's the Nolan Show Christmas party. We're all out on the town tomorrow night. If you see me, don't come anywhere near me, please. I've got the cold. I'll smit you. The commentator, Niamh Horan, is with us. Good morning to you, Niamh.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. And the retailer, man about town, Chris Souter. Good morning to you, Chris.
What about me?
I'm dying. That's what about me. I'm dying. So what are the pitfalls then in secret Santa giving, for example, Niamh? Let's start with you.
Well, I think actually some workplaces are stopping the secret Santa giving this year because of, you know, the kind of presents that it can throw up. But I think just something good-humoured and but doesn't have any passive-aggressive meaning that you're trying to tell somebody, or and also is not too sexually explicit. Because like years ago, that was just kind of the run-of-the-mill thing. You just ran up to the shop and got something that was a bit mad. I know somebody who got edible underwear before years ago for their Christmas party. We wouldn't even think of that now. So not in this company, by the way. Just let me stress that.
Edible underwear?
Yeah, a man from a woman, actually. But yeah, so it's just, I mean, just to make sure that everything is good-humoured and light. I think a lot of the same unspoken rules that for Christmas parties are the same that you'd have at home if you want to have a good Christmas. Don't talk about heavy subjects like politics, and don't talk about or religion. And also, the big thing is don't corner somebody in your workplace, especially your boss, and talk about work. Or colleagues.
And the depressing thing is, Chris, that the amount of people that go out and they have to get blocked and then they turn into somebody else. They've been this person all year round in the work in the office.
Yeah.
And then they turn into this lunatic on Christmas party night.
Like a Jekyll Hyde. And you know, a thing is coming in on me for about edible underwear. I was the one that I had a shop for that was right next door to Alan Summers. I was always that guy that bought the Christy. Sexy stuff and put it into the secret Santa. But anyway, get back on the topic.
Are you on a car phone? Because I can hardly hear you.
Yeah, you know what? Every time you phone me on this mobile, I don't know, it's never ever a good connection. But thank you. Can you hear me enough to speak up a bit?
Not really, but
can I break in there and tell you my worst Christmas party story ever that I have never heard talk before?
Yes.
I was doing a summer job in a hardware store, and it's a big, like a huge chain of stores, I won't name it, but one of the people there was a guy, got very, very drunk, and our boss was incredibly handsome. Everybody in the workplace fancied him, and the guy got so drunk that he ended up putting him on a chair to give him a lap dance and stripping completely naked, and I've yet to hear or see that ever topped at anybody's Christmas party. So there you go. Imagine coming into your office the next morning after that.
And do you think, Niamh, that people should be forgiven? Obviously, if they're doing something bad, no. But do you think people should give their colleagues a bye-ball if they completely make a fool of themselves at Christmas parties?
Oh, God. I think not only that, but they should be extra nice. Look, as long as they haven't done anything serious, if they've just made a bit of a fool of themselves, I would usually go out of my way to make sure somebody's feeling good, because we've all been there. We've all acted like an idiot or something or another on drink. And it's, you know, we need other people around us to kind of reassure us. And it's a horrible feeling meeting up with people afterwards if you've had too much to drink. So I would say do the sound thing and go the extra mile and laugh it off them and make sure they're okay the next day.
What's the Souter Christmas party like, Chris?
Yeah, right. So hold on, Stephen, you're going to have to repeat that because we're trying to get my phone sorted out.
Oh, your phone's sorted out now. It felt better now. What's the Souter Christmas party like?
Right, well, the Souter Christmas party is actually in the Stormont Hotel this year. And, you know, we generally are so busy over Christmas, Stephen, that we don't have our Christmas party until after Christmas. It's usually in the middle of January. And this is the first year that we're actually going to have a Christmas party beforehand. But look, my boys, they're all very, very well behaved. I've seen them all at their worst. I've seen them all at their best. And look, I'm not worried about my Christmas party.
Even your boys, there are no women working in there.
Well, there is. Sorry about that, Sharon, if you're listening. Sorry, I forgot about Sharon. Our boys and our one woman, okay? Just to keep it sort of, to keep the gender balance there. Yes, we're going to the Stormont Hotel and we're going to have an absolutely great night. But, what do you hear? I don't know if you've noticed, Stephen, but I've taken up DJing and I've got a DJ gig from 12 o'clock in the morning, 8 o'clock in the morning, after my Christmas due.
No.
So I'm going to be hammered.
You're going through a midlife crisis, clearly.
Yes. Yes, I am. I'm quite happy to admit that.
And where's your Christmas party this year, Niamh?
We had ours yesterday, and so I had to pick the restaurant. And well, we had a big one about a week ago, but then we all go for a Christmas lunch. And the best tip I can give anybody is go to somewhere where there's loads of soakage. So, I mean, a Thai restaurant or an Indian or something like that, where you know people are going to have their stomach full before they go on the booze afterwards.
Chris, thank you very much. Niamh, thank you.
Pleasure.
Morning to you both. All the very best. Here's the number today, 03030 80 55 55, the text 81771, the email nolan at bbc.co.uk. Here's Michael in Londonderry. Good morning, Michael in Londonderry.
Oh, Londonderry, it's Derry, please, Mr. Nolan.
Good morning, Michael.
Stephen, tomorrow yes. night.
Too sick.
You are bad. You're bad.
Good morning.
See that? Oh, you're bad. You see that?
Why am I bad?
As a long-term contributor and friend, I was trying to ring you to give you a bit of friendly advice for yes. tomorrow night, and you see the way you just did that to me.
What do you mean? What did I do?
Just because you're skinny now and I'm still fat, you see.
Anyway,
getting back to what we were talking about, if you're on antibiotics, be careful on the peach naps tomorrow night. It might drive you a wee.
No, I don't take tablets. I don't do tablets.
Oh, you don't? I'm going to have a
peach snaps tomorrow night. See, for the size of me, because with me being a big man, right, with me being fat, there's something extraordinary. I'm fat again, put on 3 odd stone again. There's something extraordinary about the physiology in my body, because if I take, I'm a 46-year-old fat man, and if I have one peach snaps, I'm blocked. I'm away
with
it.
That's a good sign. That's a good sign. That shows you that you're not. You're like myself. You're not. We're eaters. We're not drinkers.
No, I don't drink usually. I'll be drinking tomorrow night. I'll be having a wee. What do you call it? Because I like it when they put the wee umbrella on the top of it. A blue cracko. I'll be having a blue cracko.
Right. No peach snaps.
What is blue cracko? I don't know what it is. It's a liqueur. And a snowball, they said they're going to get me. What's a snowball? I don't know what these things are.
I try a baby sham.
And a thing that I used to have when I was quite young, rumple mints. I'll have a rumple mints and Coke. But that'll be it. I swear to goodness, if I took 3 drinks, Michael, I would not be able to stand up.
Well, what do I tell you? Please do not show us up. Don't show us up in the centre of Belfast tomorrow night.
That's exactly where I'm going. I'm going into the centre of Belfast tomorrow night.
Well, please don't be sure. Don't be sure, because if you show yourself up, we've got to go party. There are posters up all over, but you're trying to get the kit back at you.
And are you going out in Londonderry tomorrow?
No, I don't go out in Londonderry or Derry. I don't go out. You see, I don't partake in any of those sort of things. I'm one of these bad humbuggers. I don't believe none of that nonsense.
You don't go out.
I don't. My wife and I, as you know, come to Belfast maybe for an overnight stay. We go out for a nice bite to eat, and we stay. We don't go out to drink, because we don't drink. Neither of us drink.
What do you mean, Belfast? You mean fast?
Well, I come to Belfast.
The fast.
Yes. The fast. Yes, I come to Belfast. I come up to the big city, you see, from the country.
Yes. Well, have a nice Christmas, Michael.
And you, my friend.
Good morning. Can we play another little Christmas song since I'm sick? Thank you.